Section 135. In the years prior to 1925, the reorganization was passing through a period which brought to the fore problems of administrative prerogatives. These involved the leading forums of the church. A climax was reached in the General Conference of 1925. A conflict of views between the First Presidency and the Presiding Bishopric occurred. The Order of Bishops presented a motion to the conference recommending the honorable release from their positions of members of the Presiding Bishopric. The General Conference, by motion, deferred action and approved an appeal to the Lord through the prophet in fasting and prayer. In response to the plea of the church, the following revelation was received through President Frederick M. Smith, prophet and seer to the church, April 18, 1925. To the church. Before and since the decision of the conference to have a season of prayer for divine direction in the matter before the conference, I have presented to the Lord the needs of the people, and through the voice of inspiration I am directed to say to the church, it is wisdom that the brethren of the present presiding bishopric be released from further responsibility in that office, and that Albert Carmichael be ordained to act in the office of presiding bishop for a time, he to choose from among the bishops two to act as counselors. It is well that the documents from the Joint Council of April 1924 have been approved, and the church is admonished once again that the great task laid upon it cannot be accomplished if contention continues. The hastening time is here, and greater unity than ever before is necessary if the forces of opposition are to be met. And such unity will prevail if those holding the priesthood will remember their commission to preach the gospel, and each officer will strive to discharge his own duty and magnify his calling. The promise has been given that no power shall stay the hand of God in the accomplishment of his purposes among his people, and as the church shall move forward in its great work, the fulfillment of prophecy may cause the saints to tremble at the exhibition of divine power, yet they shall rejoice in the protection of his grace. The authorities of the church, whose duty it is to appoint men to missionary tasks, should remember the previously given instructions to send out by twos, and so far as practicable, let the missionaries be so sent. There is wisdom and safety in this. Your servant, Frederick M. Smith, Kansas City, Missouri, April 18, 1925.